You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week on Art and Soul, it's the art of better living, where we talk about how you are living, how you're feeling, and the importance of perspective in our daily lives. We are headed in a new direction following the recent election, and I thought who better to provide us with a post-election perspective than the co-founder of the Center for Positive Organizations at the University of Michigan. He's an author and a speaker and a professor at the Ross School of Business, Dr. Bob Quinn. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, my friend.
One of your many areas of expertise is on the deep understanding of change. So what would you say to people who are having a difficult time right now?
Well, the interesting thing is that there are a lot of people having a difficult time. I can't believe the number of conversations. And it's very unsettling. It's like, for many people, it's like 9/11. They've discovered something that they didn't know existed, and it's turning their lives upside down.
And we shouldn't assume that everyone is struggling.
That's absolutely right. There are the people who are perfectly peaceful.
Perfectly peaceful. So let's address those who aren't. How do you begin to process some of the negative feelings?
Well, I think the first thing is perspective. You know, I remember an experience. I was asking myself the other day, what's the parallel? The most troublesome election that I've witnessed in my adult life was Ronald Reagan. We sometimes forget what that was like. He represented something entirely new. There'd been years of spending on social welfare, and suddenly there was this crisis that financially we couldn't keep going. He came in with a very conservative agenda. Many people couldn't believe that he was elected. And I remember a very important event about 3-4 days later. I was facilitating a meeting for the New York State Department of Mental Health, largest such organization in the world. And we started out, and a man began to present next year's budget. And as he did, it showed dramatic cuts in every area because they were anticipating dramatic cuts in federal funds. A woman stood up and she began to scream. She talked about spending her whole life serving a given underprivileged population and that he was destroying these people. Another man across the room stood up and started to scream about fiscal responsibility. Three or four more stood up, and pretty soon everybody in the room was standing there screaming. No one listening to anyone else. Just, it was the most unusual professional setting I'd ever been in. I'm sitting there with a knot in my stomach saying, now, what do I do next?
Right.
So then I came up with a brilliant idea. I banged two things together. They all looked at me. I said, let's take a break.
That's good to remember.
They left. And then an amazing thing happened. They came back in, sat down quietly. They asked the man to go ahead with the presentation. He did. Slowly people began to contribute, and they continued the rest of that day without incident. I have thought about that many, many times because I think it's a microcosm of what happens to the country when these things hit us. There's a burst of conflict and energy and fear and anger, but over time it starts to work out. And one of our challenges is to figure out how do we start behaving so people can begin working together again.
You think it's beneficial to have that burst of conflict?
Well, I think sometimes it's inevitable. When any of us get hit by a sudden jolt, the natural reaction is fight or flight, get mm-hmm. in a fetal position
right.
or make a fist. The key is to not stay there.
Aha, so how do we move forward? If you are listening and you are having troubles processing the election or the results on any level, really, how do you move forward from that?
Well, I think of a conversation I had in the last 2 days with an amazing woman who a year ago had a crisis in her life that she clearly wasn't expecting, had a very hard time trying to put all of that together in the last 12 months. She walked up to me the other day and she was vibrant. I said, how you doing? She said, I'm doing great. She said, I have a story to tell. I said, I bet you do. She said, it's about the election. She said, given her particular persuasion, she was devastated by what happened. Didn't think she could function. But instead of staying in that negative condition, she went, talked to some people that she really admired, who were wise, went home and began to ask, who am I? What do I really value? And what is the most significant contribution I could make? Her answer was very interesting. She said, it's all about, for me, women. And I've been a leader for a long time. But all of a sudden, I have a new reason to lead, and that is I want to be the most effective leader possible, totally constructive, so that young women can look at me and know there's hope in the world. She said, I've never been so committed to a purpose. She said, it's like a religious conversion. And she said, it's changed everything. I said, like what? Well, it just so happened she has three or four job discussions going on. And her comments were the opposite of what conventionally happens. She talked to someone about their possible job. They talk about where they're going to live, what the salary. She didn't talk about any of those things. It was all about how lucky they would be to have her. Which she wasn't saying 6 months ago, right? She's now incredibly empowered and empowering because she's clarified her purpose and how she can best contribute.
A lot of what this edition of Art and Soul is about is self-awareness, and that's what I'm hearing you say people are finding out about themselves.
Well, I think they may not be if they're stuck in the conflicts on either side of the fence. And when you're angry, that's where you go. And I had another conversation recently of a person who advocated violence. And this is the same person who is condemning people on the other side of his political fence for using violence in the name of life. And here he was ready to go do it. I think when we're angry, we face the danger of becoming what we hate. We hate Trump, let's say, and it's because he's coercive and all the other things. So we advocate becoming coercive to deal with Trump. We become what we hate. When we clarify our highest possible purpose, what we can contribute in our zone of control, we change that whole dynamic entirely.
You recently published something, and part of it was looking at life with compassion. What contribution can I make to help people around me to hear each other, learn, and work together? Does that seem like the bottom line of where we need to be going right now?
I think that's what it's all about, is here I've now been exposed to people who believe differently, whatever it is, and now how do I look at the whole, not the part, with compassion, and what do I have to contribute to make everybody better?
How can we convince everybody to do that?
Well, I think everybody gets there eventually through pain. You know, if we don't do it, we just suffer. And so we either keep suffering or we come to what we're really about.
Learn from the pain. Learn from the discord.
That's right. Transform that pain into purpose and the purpose into contribution.
And replace fear.
That's what it's all about.
Replace fear with?
With hope and faith and forward movement.
Dr. Bob Quinn giving us a post-election perspective. He's the co-founder of the Center for Positive Organizations at the University of Michigan, author, speaker, professor at the Ross School of Business. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1.
So good to be with you.